New York often plays host to international dignitaries, but alongside the rich and powerful are millions and millions of ordinary people, and lots of them use the subway to get around. Novelist Paul Auster recalls some of his favorite moments on it.
Riding the subway at a busy time of day, morning rush hour, evening rush hour, and having the good luck to find a seat. Counting the number of newspapers not written in English. Scanning the titles of books and watching people read. The mystery of it, the impossibility of entering another person's mind. Listening in on conversations. Sneaking a look at the baseball scores over someone's shoulder. The thin men with their briefcases. The voluminous women with their Bibles and devotional pamphlets. The high school kids with their 40-pound textbooks. Trashy novels, comic books, Melville and Tolstoy, How to Attain Inner Peace. Looking across the aisle at one's fellow passengers and studying their faces, marveling at the variety of skin tones and features, floored by the singularity of each person's nose, each person's chin, exulting in the infinite shufflings of the human deck. The panhandlers with their out-of-tune songs and tales of woe, the fractious harangues of born-again proselytizers, the deaf mutes politely placing sign language alphabet cards in your lap, the silent men who scuttle through the car selling umbrellas, tablecloths, and cheap wind-up toys. The noise of the train, the speed of the train, the incomprehensible static that pours through the loudspeaker at each stop, the lurches, the sudden losses of balance, the impact of strangers crashing into one another, the delicate, altogether civilized art of minding one's own business. And then, never for any apparent reason, the lights go out, the fans stop whirring, and everyone sits in silence, waiting for the train to start moving again. Never a word from anyone, rarely even a sigh. My fellow New Yorkers sit in the dark, waiting with the patience of angels.
Novelist Paul Auster. His essay on the New York subway appears in today's New York Times Magazine.